Recorded Books and One Click Digital present The Lions of Lucerne by Brad Thor, narrated by Armand Schultz. One Click Digital provides free audiobook downloads in partnership with thousands of public libraries. To see if One Click Digital's extensive catalog is available to you, visit your library's website. And now, The Lions of Lucerne.
Fortune favors the brave. Prologue. "Senators," said Fawcett, as he strode across the polished floor in his monogram stubs and Wooten opera slippers. "I'm so very pleased you could make it." The study was lined from floor to ceiling with beautiful leather-bound books, most of them first editions. Velvet draperies were drawn tight against the windows, obscuring from view the frigid waters of southern Wisconsin's famed Lake Geneva. The industrialists' eagerly awaited guests sat in two leather club chairs by the fireplace. Senator Russell Rolander was the first to stand.
"Donald, good to see you."
The senator stuck out his beefy paw and pumped Fawcett's hand. Rolander and Fawcett had been roommates together at the University of Illinois. The senator had been a college football star and continued his notoriety through many years with the Chicago Bears before going into Illinois politics. Long known as one of Washington, D.C.'s biggest power brokers, Rolander was a ranking member of the U.S. Senate, held a coveted position on the Appropriations Committee, and owned a weekend home down the road from Fawcett's. Slower to rise was New York Senator David Snyder. Snyder shook Fawcett's hand only after it had been offered. Described as a sneaky little son.